Okay, just a thought. Last week we spoke about Haftorah, Pasuk and Haftorah Bereishis. Let's talk about a Pasuk and Haftorah of Yeshaya from Noach. A very beautiful Pasuk, beautiful idea. Toward the end of the Haftorah we have, Ki mei Noach zosri, asher nishbati me'avor mei Noach oda la'aretz, kei nishbati miksofu reich migor bach. This is from Yeshaya and Dalid. It's actually, we find it separate Haftorahs also. We combine them for Noach. We have Bani Akara, and we have Ania Soara, and those are two separate haftorahs of the Sheva Denechemta, just to have a little bit of perspective. We know that Sheva Denechemta, which is read from Shabbos Nachamu until the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, Parshas Veschanan through Nitzavim, when Nitzavim is always the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. So those haftorahs are all about Nechama, and Re'ei and Kiseitze correspond to Haftorahs of Rani Akara and Ania Soara, but besides for that, we have both together for Parshas Noach. And the reason that we read it is because of this Pasuk, which is toward the end of Rani Akara, which is the first half of the Haftorah, from Yishayin and Dalet. So the Pasuk is talking about, of course, the glorious future of Klal Yisrael. Yishayin is known as the Navi of Nechama. And it talks about how Kadosh Baruch Hu will remember us, even if after there'll be terrible suffering. They're beautiful words put to songs as well. Then, Ki mei Noach zosri, just as Asher nishbati me'avor mei Noach odal ha'aretz, just as I took a shvua not to bring another marble on the world, kei nishbati miktzof aleich migor bach. So did I also swear not to get angry at you again. In other words, it'll be rachamim. And then we have another pasuk, again, maybe very familiar words, beautiful song put to these as well. Ki harim yamushu, Shlomo Katz, right? Ki harim yamushu, we listen to it in our house all the time, it's beautiful. Ki harim yamushu, v'agvos t'mutena, he combines it with a different pasuk. Avas olam haptich is a different pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Avas olam, but this is ki harim yamushu b'hagvos t'mutena v'chasti me'itech lo yamush u'vris shlomi lo samut amam racham e'chashem. And that's the end of Rani Akara, then Ania Soara. So the idea, of course, is very reassuring that whatever happen, the hilltops, the mountains, the hills, whatever will be, they may not hold up, but my chesed, my racham, and my bris is firm, and it's everlasting, and ultimately that's what will stand for you in good stead. But all of that is connected to the previous pasuk, ki mei Noach zosri. So interesting, there's a parallel between the shvua that there won't be another mabul brought in the world and the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Klal Yisrael. Where exactly is the shvua for mei Noach is a very interesting inyan for itself. There's a lot of different psukim that could serve as the shvua. I mean, we have the promise itself. Hashem says that by the keshes, I won't bring another marble. Well, yeod marble shachei sa'aretz. Hashem also told Yom Hashem alibo. It's not clear if he spoke or not to Noach. But after Noach brought the carbon, lo osu b'kalodes adam b'vor ha'adam, ki yetzel lo osu b'akas es kochai. So there's a lot of shitas in Rishonim. This is not for us right now, but if you want, I can give you my makomos on it. There's a rush and a riff. In Shavua, Sigmar learns out that if you say lav, lav two times, it counts as a shavua. So Hashem said, I will not, twice. That's the shavua, according to the Gemara. Which psukim does the Gemara reference? That's a whole shal in the Giras in the Gemara, whether it's the psukim earlier by the Karbanos, like the Rush holds, or it's the psukim later on. There's three times it says, I will not, and two of those become the shavua. That's not our inyan right now. Either way, there was a shavua, a promise, a guarantee, that there won't be another marble. How does that double as a promise for us? Nishbati miksof aleich migor bach. By the way, we say this, those who sing Zmiras on Shabbos day know from the song of Avida Levi, which is, you know, referencing Pashas Noach, a perfect zemer for Pashas Noach, for any Shabbos, but certainly Pashas Noach. Yona Marza Boma Noach is below Marza Yona Manoch Chaf Ragla. Yona Pashab Shad is Kal Yisrael, found rest on Shabbos, playing off of the Pasuk, V'lo Marsa Yonah Menoch Chaf Ragla, and probably more, you know, Apik Sod also, but this is the idea of Yonah Marsa Bo Manoach. The very last stanza, which is the Hey of Yehuda HaLevi, Ha'am HaShana Katzon Ta, the nation that's wandering. Yiskor lefak tovrisu shvua. At some point we'll have a Shabbaton together. We'll have to talk more about this. Lefal yarva ba mikre ra. That there should not happen to them terrible catastrophe, a terrible occurrence. Kasha nishbata me noach. So what do you have in Rida Levi's song? That Hashem will remember us, brisu shvua. In what sense? Lefal yarva ba mikre ra. That there should not occur to us terrible catastrophes, just as you saw Menoch. So you see again that the Shavuah of Menoch, Ki Menoch Zosri, that doubles as a Shavuah for Klal Yisrael. So, something to think about, exactly why that is, but just a beginning of a thought. The Ramban, on the Pasuk in Yesri's Parsha, that says, V'yisko kimis Noach, and it also says he remembered the animals, Kochav is called Behema, Sheita Bateva. So we understand Hashem can remember Noach as a tzaddik tamim. A person has free will. Hashem remembers a person who did good maisim to show them favor. But in what sense Hashem remembers the chai, the behema? They don't have schus or chova. They don't have free will. The Ramban has a very beautiful yesod, and we can just take the Ramban and expand it really beyond what the Ramban said it for. The Ramban says that the inyan is, this is before the actual formal declaration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it won't bring a mabul, but it's the turning point. It's a turning point in the story, as we see in the Davening Rosh Hashanah, that we quote this pasuk in our Zichronos, the first pasuk in Zichronos. Hashem remembered Noach, when you brought the mabul to destroy the world, you decided that it's going to be a continuity to humanity. So the Ramban says, in terms of the Chaya and the Behema, that what this Vayizko Kim is Noach, that says that the water subsided as a result of this Vayizko Kim, was that there was original will to create the world. Hashem willed the world into existence. Baruch Sha'amar V'hoyu Ha'olam. No one told HaKadosh Baruch Hu what to do. Miyom HaChamat HaSeh. Hashem willed the world. He's a Tov, he's a Meitiv, and he brought the world into existence. That original will obviously was backpedaled, so to speak, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ki nichamti ki asisim ki v'yoch, Hashem says to, at the end of Parshas Bereishis, forget it. I'm done with everything. Hashem at some point recommits to that original will that there should be a continuity to the creation, to the chayas, to the behemoth, to all the species. That midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was present at the Briyas HaOlam, Olam Chesed Yibaneh, that's Vayizkol Kimis, the Bereishis Bara Elokim reemerges at this pasuk, Vayizkol Kimis Noach. That's the notion of the Zechira regarding the Chayi, the Behema, says the Ramban. We can expand that to really refer to not just the Chayi Behema, but like we do in Davening of Rosh Hashanah. It's that Zechira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rachamim of the creation of the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be a world to continue. So that's why Vayishoku Hamayim, that's why there's going to be a continuity. Noach will become the father of all humanity going forward, as well as Chayi and Behema and so on. The Ramban himself writes in Parshas Hazinu that the same language that he uses in Parshas Noach, where he says that the Ratzon of Riyas HaOlam reemerges over here, by Yisko Kimis Noach, Yisko Chayi, Yisko Behema, the Ramban says that that midah is what keeps Klal Yisrael in existence. Because by the laws of nature, many peoples have come and gone. They're in the history books, they're footnotes in history. And yet the miracle of our existence forever, our nitzchius, as we all know, Mark Twain already noted it, right? That we are an eternal people. And we know from Chazal, we know that this is Yisrael Pesukim Tanakh, that Klal Yisrael remains forever. The Atem b'nei Yaakov go chilisem. We have that promise that we are eternal. The Ramban says that is going back to the original will of the world. Just as Hashem willed there to be a world, wanted the world to exist for His reasons, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created l'chvodo, whatever that means, we are part of that vision. And we, as Klal Yisrael, have a responsibility to live according to the standards that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us. And sometimes we fail, but even if we fail, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has invested in us enough that He'll give us another chance. Even if He might express sometimes midas hadin, but it's ultimately that rachamim that brought the world into existence, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be a world, and even though there was a marble at one time in history, there will never be another marble, so it is with Kal Yisrael. And the Ramban's language, again, in Hazinu is, even though Kal Yisrael at the brink of extinction, Hashem felt Raman Shemo, he had to step in because of his reputations, Kaviyachal, which means what? Which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be a world for whatever the reasons, Raman Kvodo, that there should be recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and the only way that can be is if there's a Kal Yisrael. If there's no Kal Yisrael, then whatever Hashem did for us, Yetzias Mitzrayim, showing His power for everyone to recognize, it will be gone. No one will ever hear about it again. And therefore, despite whatever failings we may have, despite whatever we suffered, there has to be a continuity of Kal Yisrael. And I think that's mamish the pshat in these tzukim in Yeshaya, and that's the pshat in the Shira of Yom Shabbos in English Koach, Kasher Nishbata Al Mei Noach, that the Midah, that there should be a continuity to the world, there should never be another marble, the world is safe. And at some point, Hashem says, there can never be a point that will be another marble, because there's a purpose to the creation. If there's a purpose to creation, then it has to be a Klal Yisrael. And that's what it means in the Pasuk, Ki Herem Yamushu Vagvos Tumutena, but somehow, V'chazdi Meitech Lo Yamush, Amam Rachamim Hashem. That's the Rachamim that we have to always be able to fall back on when we have no other recourse. We say, we had Rosh Chodesh a few days ago, we say, Yal V'yavo, with many expressions, Yagia, Yeroi, Ratzi, Shami, Paki, V'zacher. That's all regular Rachamim. But after we finish that, we conclude, B'dvar Yeshua V'rachamim, Chus V'chanenu. What is that? That's even beyond that. The Rishonim say, Yeshua V'rachamim are referencing Noach. Yeshua is Adam Ubehema Toshia Hashem, which is Noach in the Teva with the animals, Adam Ubehema. And Rachamim is Amar Merachamei Hashem. So says the Abu Dram, which is a way of saying that we're always asking for Rachamim. And the Gra says that these expressions, Yal, Yav, Yagia, correspond to the seven Rakiyim. The Pocket Vizacher is the seventh Rakiyah. But then there's something else. But Bar Yeshua Rachamim is even beyond that. That's a rachamim of Shmei Shmei Kedem. That's a rachamim that transcends all other normal channels of rachamim. And that's the rachamim here, which is the safety net for Klal Yisrael, that we know that if all else fails, we always have that avtacha. So there's something very reassuring about this. We read the psukim quickly. We don't always take note of the depth that lies within these words. We say the Zmiras and Shabbos, we don't realize what we're carrying in these words, but it's a tremendous idea. We don't learn Navi enough either. You know? But certainly to take to heart this message and to recognize as Yechidim as well, as individuals, we are part of that greater Haftacha, as we know, of being part of Kal Yisrael. Even though it's no, you know, we're already in Marcheshvan, we have to carry with us that incredible inspiration that we had over the Yom Tovim and over Yom Noraim, to recognize how special we are to be part of that elite. But it also comes with achrayis, with responsibility, with privileges, and Mitzvah Shem, we should be able to live up to those challenges and those opportunities.